care.
They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time.
Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese.
Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Only one candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt, a great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq, and he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. We're going to be checking in on the other side of the break with gentleman Jim Dallas. I mean, there is some interesting stuff going on, and we're going to have it all for you. Also, don't forget, coming up at 2:50, the $50 gas card giveaway, our way of saying thanks for listening. Plus, of course, you get the basic oil change from Meineke. This is going to be a good day for somebody, because somebody's going to win at 2:50. 10 till 3 is going to win the $50 gas card and the basic oil change from Meineke. This is going to be a pretty good day for somebody. And don't forget that the daily winners go into the hopper on Friday, and somebody is, one of those people is going to end up with a $100 gas card. This is like too cool. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 1:30, as we check on our conditions right now, there is a road closure. Durango Drive is closed between Edna and Eldora Avenues due to some police activity there. It's believed that a suspect has barricaded himself inside of an apartment on South Durango Drive. So SWAT and crisis negotiators there are on the scene. Durango Drive is closed between Edna and Eldora. Lane restrictions continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, also 515 westbound. That's at Eastern. And remember the road work. That's on Nellis, both directions between Tropicana and Craig Avenues.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders have their entire draft class under contract. Defensive tackle Neil Farrell Jr. was the only player they had not signed, but the fourth-round pick does sign his contract over the weekend, the standard four-year rookie deal. He spent five seasons at LSU. His final year, 45 tackles, 9.5 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks. Las Vegas Aces basketball now sitting with a record of 11-2 after they win on Saturday in Los Angeles, 89-72. They're back at it coming up on Wednesday night when they'll play another road game playing in Dallas. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick.
Left, to the left, to the right, to the right.
Now hands on the wheel.
Hands on the wheel.
Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Technology allows us to manage everything from our wrists.
Get the fly swatter.
Not necessary. My smartwatch will take care of it.
But to manage all your clouds, you need more than technology. You need a VMware cross-cloud services solution orchestrated by CDW to simplify workflows, speed innovation, and secure all your applications across any cloud.
Does your watch tell time?
Only if you get the app.
VMware makes robust multi-cloud management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next Lieutenant Governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it. We've been talking about the midterm elections for over a year. Candidates have been crisscrossing the state for over a year. And we're finally ready to vote and make a decision on how we're going to run our state, how we're going to run our nation. Manny Kest joins us, the Republican candidate for treasurer, and he joins us now. Manny, first of all, it has been a long, long slog for all of you folks. I'm curious how you're holding up now with just one day to go in the campaign.
Well, Kevin, I feel great. Thanks for your time. I mean, it's been 18 months, and honestly, I wish I had 18 more because we're just getting started.
What did you learn in crisscrossing our state, 17 counties in all?
What I learned is that I have been to every county multiple times. And as you and I have talked about in the past, by now everyone knows my business background, my story, where I come from, and why I'm running. But what people have been telling me constantly is the day before the election, I want people to understand this, that I want them to know and answer a simple question. How do they feel about the Republican Party? And then how do you feel about government? Personally, I feel like we're in a one big hamster wheel, and it's time we got off. I'm 44 years old. I'm young. I'm diverse, energetic. And I think more than anything, the GOP needs new blood and more energy. And that's what I'm hearing every stop I make up and down the state. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to share some numbers with you that I'm sure you probably have known. But a lot of people, I was up in Reno and Douglas County yesterday, and people were amazed. In our state, we currently have 718,000 registered Democrats. We have 630,000 registered Republicans, and we have over 750,000 registered undecided. So my plea today is people, conservatives, need to understand that we have to elect people tomorrow that are going to have a chance to win a general election in November. Because if we continue to elect the same people that have been in office for 10, 15 years in our state, we're going to keep losing general elections, and we're not going to get the change that we so desperately not only want, but deserve.
Why? Let me just stop you there for a second. Why do you win the what I call winnability competition with your primary opponents?
Well, because I'm not a career politician. I'm brand new to this. I'm a business owner. I'm a success story. And I'm a young individual who can actually get the 21 to 40-year-olds to vote for him, who will support him, because I can connect with the audience. I have over 25 professional athletes that have endorsed me. Name one other conservative that has three. You can't. I am bringing people to the Republican Party, to the GOP, to vote that have never voted before for anyone. So that is why it's so crucial that we stop putting these people that have been constantly failing us in a position to fail us again. And the reality is, if you look at all these polls, the career politicians are winning all the races because people know their name. But that's not what I'm hearing when I'm going up and down the state. Everyone is complaining about the status quo. Everybody is yearning for change. Well, tomorrow we have an opportunity to actually create change. And that's the difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. The Democrats and their success, it's not Pelosi. It's the squad and the AOCs. They're younger, they're energetic, and they're connecting with the newer, younger audience. So we need to not only match that, we need to far exceed their energy and beat them at their own game. Have somebody carry the same conservative message, but carry it in a way that it resonates and people are eager to support them. And that's why I go back to those numbers. If every Republican votes for the Republican nominee in November, we lose. You need somebody who can get some Democrats and plenty of those undecideds to jump on board.
Again, Manny Kess joining us, Republican candidate for treasurer. Everybody's been talking about a red wave election. You've been to all 17 counties. You've talked to thousands and thousands of potential voters. Do you sense a red wave?
Absolutely. People are tired. If you were an independent or a Democrat, you still got, and you had a small business, you still got shut down during a pandemic. You didn't get out of jail free card. So people want change. And as long as we provide them with a candidate that they can get behind, we are going to have a tremendous amount of success come November.
Let me ask you about the role of the treasurer in our state. What is it that the treasurer actually does?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that the treasurer actually does, but some of the, just on a high level, some of the responsibilities are the cash management of the state, the debt management, investments. But what I have been honing in on is the college savings programs, unclaimed property, and most importantly, the five BDRs. Having five bill draft requests allows you to create a bill and go to the legislature and create change. And I'm taking that head on with my plan to fix our state's education issue.
How can the treasurer fix education? I understand the governor and maybe some of the other office holders. What kind of role can the state treasurer have in education?
My first bill draft request on day one is to create an office of inspector general who will have one sole responsibility. He or she will audit Clark County and Washoe County School District. We spent $1.85 billion last year on our education K-12, and we're still ranked last. We need to see where our money's going, and we have to fix the problem. We can't just keep talking about it and just throwing more money into the flame. We need to see exactly how our money is being spent, and then we can start to fix the issue.
Manny, let me ask you, a lot of people are really concerned about voter integrity, that we're not going to have a free and fair election, that all of the changes we've made, ballot harvesting, at-home voting, things like that, that they're going to leave us very, very vulnerable. And I know that you're concerned about the primary, but you also have to look down the road to November of can we have a free and fair election against Democrats in November. What do you think?
I think there's a problem, but you know what? We got to focus on what we can do. We cannot change the rules today or even in November, but we can send out an extreme amount of people to poll watch and be there. During the 2020 election, nobody talks about the fact that 75% of the poll watchers were Democrats. We didn't have enough people watching. So that is something that we can directly influence. And then you win in November, and you get a brand new Secretary of State, and you get a new state treasurer, and you get a new governor, and then you can change the laws that were put into effect over the past 2 years and create change. But right now, let's focus on what we can do. Go be a poll watcher. Make sure you vote. Make sure all your friends vote. When you cast your vote, go in person tomorrow. Read the ledger when it says after you go into the machine and you press the button, then you get a chance to see the piece of paper behind it to double check it. Make sure that those answers coincide with what you pressed. That's what we can do right now. That's what we can do tomorrow to have our voices heard.
Again, Manny Kess joining us, Republican candidate for treasurer. Best of luck tomorrow. I know you have worked very, very hard over the last 18 months. Nobody has worked harder at getting the word out. Are you convinced that you've got a shot at this thing? Have you seen
Absolutely.
The polling?
Absolutely. You know, it's a David versus Goliath story. But you know what? President Trump wasn't winning in the polls, and look what happened. So I think people are tired. I hear it every day. Now, they just have to have their voices heard. So I think tomorrow, we are going to shock the state when we are victorious.
Manny, best of luck. We will talk with you down the line. Thank you so much for your generosity and being a part of our show on a fairly regular basis. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again soon.
I thank you for your time.
Manny Kess, Republican candidate for treasurer, joining us from the road, so to speak. Coming up at the top of the hour, Adam Laxalt will join us, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, a former Nevada attorney general. And we'll talk with him coming up at 2:05. 2:50, 10 till 3, a little more than an hour from now. A $50 gas card is going to go out the door and a basic oil change from Meineke. This is going to be exciting. And today's daily winner and all the other daily winners this week will have a chance to win a $100 gift card. We'll do that coming up at 2:50. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done.
congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about how the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey have totally changed my life. They really have. While sound quality alone sets Evolve AI hearing aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that. And a special welcome aboard to Dr. Matthew Lingman, a superstar when it comes to hearing aids. He and my buddy Steve Romeo are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out in conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle were breaking their arms, patting themselves on the back yesterday and today after reaching what is termed an agreement on gun control. Now, call me a skeptic, but I don't believe it for a minute. What they have is a framework for an agreement. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with the gentleman Jim Dallas and Give me the nuts and bolts of what they exactly did. Is this an agreement? Is it in writing? Or is it something else?
Well, it's. I would go, of those three choices, Kevin, I would go with something else. I would definitely would say that they are talking, which is something that they haven't done since, Tip O'Neill in the 80s and Newt Gingrich in the 90s. So at least they are at least talking. And basically what we're told right now is the Republican priorities are expanded mental health services and school safety. Work on those. And the Democrat priorities are expanded background checks for those under the age of 21, and now the juvenile records are going to be screened before gun purchases. And those all sound pretty good to me. I mean, certainly it does say in the Constitution, if you read the Second Amendment, it says, shall not be infringed, your right to defend yourself with a firearm. So they have that restriction, and when you talk about the framework from that perspective, shall not be infringed is that's a hard line to ignore. Let's put it that way.
Well, and I mean, it's a hard line. I mean, this is not something that's there's not a lot of gray area when they say that rights as individuals, as opposed to militias and things like that, that it shall not be abridged, period. That's, now the question is there anything in writing that we know of? Is there legislative language that's been written about this proposal?
Not that I have heard that there's nothing in writing right now. Of course, they have to get through both chambers of Congress for that to happen. I could see it passing, more easily in the Senate than the House. But again, then it has to have the signature from the president too. And he basically he wants something. He wants a win. I think at this point, Kevin, Biden would sign anything that he thought for one day would make him look good. So I think whatever they send up there, he's going to sign. He's not going to play hardball in any way. So they just have to get these people on board. And there's a lot of questions. Can you get enough Democrats in the House to really pass this? So
and still, the question is they need 10 Republicans in the Senate. They say they've got the 10 Republicans now. But I hate to say it. I don't want to throw cold water on this thing. The devil is always, always, always in the details. And I want to see what the details are like and what it, how it reads. That, to me, is going to be the important thing. So
right now, they're just in a room talking, basically. So let's
good for them. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep talking. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this effort.
More lawyer, less fee. I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
it's Paul Powell?
course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician.